This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, third hour, Tiki and Tierney, coming to you from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, where we hang out every day. Quicken Loans, who understands it's not just a mortgage, but it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage, football Friday. It is all good. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206, at radio.com. On Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. YouTube, just punch in Tiki and Tierney. All the content will pop up. Many ways to follow the show, including voting on today's poll question, which is about the Pats, who did win last night. They covered the number, 17 points. They were tested. Giants hung for a while.
Yep.
Just outmanned, but they played hard for Coach Shermer, but the Pats pulled away. 6-0. Here's the question. They look a bit vulnerable still. Do you view them as the best team in the NFL right now with elements of vulnerability, specifically on the offensive end? Really, that's it.
Yeah.
Because special teams have been great. Defense has been great. And very simply, yes or no. Give it a vote on Tiki and Tierney.
Logging on to vote right now.
It's I haven't voted yet. You know, I'm going to punch mine as well.
It's a very easy one for me. I'm going to say yes, BT.
Say yes,
you know why, really?
Why?
Because
so I don't look dumb when I'm wrong again by saying no, which every year I say that they're done. I'm just going to ride the wave
yeah,
down. No, they're still the best.
Well, partly that, but also 55% yes, by the way.
Yep.
45% no currently. Also, it's like... defense, like, it's a cliche, but defense wins in the NFL. Like, the Pats, as much as we talk about their offense over the years, it's always been some defensive element that's allowed them to be successful.
True.
Whether it was shutting down the Falcons in the second half, mid, you know, it's a cliche, halftime adjustment. They shut down the Falcons in the second half, and that Super Bowl 3 years ago. Whether it was completely dismantling anything Sean McVay could do last. He scored 3 points, BT.
That's a tough one.
Right? But they shut down the most prolific, one of the most prolific offenses we've seen in, you know, a decade in the National Football League with the Rams last season. It's always about defense. And those two, that Atlanta team that they beat and then this Rams team that they beat last year, their defense is better this year. So even if it's not about the offense, and we had a conversation to start the show about this, their defense and special teams are playing lights out right now.
There's no doubt. And listen, the team behind them in the AFC East, the Bills, they're there largely because of their defense.
That's right.
So, you know, you look at the NFL, right? Oh, by the way, we'll make our picks next segment. Both of us coming off good weeks. Tiki was 4-2, as was I. So our six-pack of picks up next here on Tiki and Tierney. I think we're deep enough into the season. I don't know if we want to attach, like, a definitive level of must win. That's a little early. I'm going to give you three teams I think – really could use a win.
Okay.
One of them you just mentioned, the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Rams, they need to forget about silencing detractors, or they need to prove to themselves that they're legit.
They got to get right.
They don't look right.
Nope.
That's one.
Defensively, they're not as dominant as they have previously been. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, secondary, because it's always been, you know, hit or miss, but their front seven used to be dominant. Dominican Sue and
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald.
He's still there,
but it's interesting, like the loss of Sue.
Uh-huh.
Like, you didn't chalk it up. You didn't, like, think about it. It's having an impact. Teams are running against
them. And you're seeing their secondary. The names are still good, and some of the numbers are good, but their secondary is making some mistakes.
You're right.
They really are.
And it's because teams are getting more time to throw the ball. Aaron Donald, after 20 and a half sacks in 2018, Defensive Player of the Year. He's got one.
I thought he had more than one. He's got one.
One sack.
Wow.
Right, so it's difference when Ndamukong Suh's not there to take the doubles, because he's bigger and stronger. You need someone to double Ndamukong Suh. You get man to man with Aaron Donald interiorly. He's going to destroy you. Now you could double Aaron Donald and hope that the other guys, you know, don't wreck havoc, which they haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
You get taken advantage of. The secondary gets taken advantage of. That's why we're seeing that. So you're right that they need a win. The problem is playing the San Francisco 49ers.
I know. Defense is – and I wanted to add this about the Rams, too. Think about this. It's not just that the personnel is a little different on defense, which it is, but The Rams don't run the ball.
No.
And when you throw the ball 55 times a week, you have a lot of incompletions. What happens? Clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boom, you're out there fast. And the defense just is out there a lot. And they're tired. It's not quite the same defense. The Rams need to get right. The Falcons, I mean, it's a lost cause for Dan Tweed. This is an obvious. Falcons have to beat the Cardinals.
If they don't, it's over.
I think it's over. They're just going nowhere.
I think so. I think it's time for a change.
But it'll give them a one-week respite if they win.
You're right.
Or 2 weeks if they win. Right. I hear you. And I think, the Titans need a win. Titans are going into Denver right now. And the Tennessee Titans, who just every week, they're missed. But they shouldn't even be mystifying anymore because every week they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't score. So that's pretty much who they are. I saw week one when they hung 40 on the Browns and the Browns weren't ready to play because the Browns are maybe the worst coach team in football, it seems. Tennessee has to find a way to win at Denver, who suddenly is looking pretty good, Denver.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they won last week.
But they lost two games on field goals, Denver, early.
I know.
Should have beat the Bears and I forget who the other one was, the Raiders.
The Raiders. So they won last week in Los Angeles, the Chargers, and they felt better. Denver did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
First series of the game. They had a 72-yard touchdown to Courtland Sutton, and it felt different last week. Can they continue that momentum? They are favored, surprisingly.
By a big number, I think. That's two.
Against the Titans. But, yeah, the Titans, the problem with the Titans, and I see this, BT, is that, like, I don't know what their identity is. Like, I know what they say it is. I know what they try to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels inconsistent, especially, and I think it all dials back to Marcus Mariota. Some days you're going to get big days from him. Other days you're going to get conservative days from him. Some days you're going to get bad days from him. And that's just you can't ride that roller coaster. Even he's a great kid. We know this, but it's not about that. It's about consistently being the same guy every week. And I don't know if we get that. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's the game plan or the coaching staff, which has changed over a couple times in his tenure. So they're in a weird spot, the Tennessee Titans. So a win would do them a hell of a lot of good on the road.
I mean, it's getting kind of bad when we always preface, he's a good kid. Yeah, second overall pick, you're supposed to get team in the end zone.
Agreed. And he doesn't score.
It doesn't score. Last year, they averaged, I think it was 13.8 points. It was a really minuscule figure in the modern NFL. I don't get it. I do. I just think he's limited. Jameis Winston's figuring things out.
Yeah.
Because Jameis Winston, with all due respect to Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston has a ton more talent, a ton more arm talent. He's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He's thicker. I think Marcus is a pretty good leader in a quiet way.
Yeah, of
understated
course.
Way.
They love him.
He's diligent. I think they respect
that. The guys
that.
Love him.
But Jameis, to me, is the kind of guy, and we've said this for years, you run out of the tunnel with an extra hop because you want to play with Jameis.
Yeah.
Because you like him.
Except when he does the corny things like, I'm eating W's.
Yeah, I know. That was like, a little ridiculous, but I don't know. So this is a revealing week. I think there's, I don't think I'd be stunned if the Ravens don't win, but, that's a get-right game. The Ravens coming off a pretty sloppy performance. I mean, 2 weeks ago, sloppy, and this week, and week five, they should have lost to the Steelers. We talked about that. We'll get some answers. I feel like when we come in here on Monday, I don't know. Let me ask you the question before I even make the statement. Do you feel that you have a fair amount of clarity on what December and January will look like based on what you've seen thus far?
Somewhat. Because I know that the AFC is not defined, but I feel like I know where it's going with the two top teams. One, the Chiefs, who, they had trouble 2 weekends in a row.
Mm-hmm.
One against Detroit, who's actually better than a lot of people give them credit for.
True.
And then two, they lost to the Indianapolis Colts, but it was on the road. It was a little bit of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. And the Colts are better than people give them credit for.
Exactly.
That offensive line is
exactly
tremendous.
Right. And by the way, did you see that? Just as a quick aside, did you see Andrew Luck? He's been hanging around. He goes to, he shows up to the facility for the Indianapolis Colts. When he retired, he said, look, I'm not running out of here. I'm still going to be friends and a resource for you guys if you need anything. Like, they know he's done, but he's hanging around. So there was a picture floating around of Andrew Luck. There was a rapper. I can't remember who it was.
And Andrew Luck hanging out with a rapper?
Yeah, some rapper there.
Why do I not envision that at all?
It was, trust me.
Is it a good rapper?
Yeah, you'll find it. Is it a legitimate rapper? Samter, but I can't remember who it was, though. But it was
really?
Andrew Luck.
I don't see that at all.
Hanging out with a rapper, and another player, and then Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you think about Jacoby Brissett, doesn't he feel small? Doesn't he feel like a little player?
No, I don't really get that feeling. I don't feel like physically diminutive.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't get that.
Maybe it's his number. I don't know what it is. Because I see him standing next to linemen and that's it. I've never seen him outside of uniform.
Yep.
Other than, you know, at a podium when he's by himself.
Yep.
He was standing next to Andrew Luck, this rapper who was little, and this other player who I think was a running back or wide receiver. Mike Epps and Amp Harris. Okay. And so, no, not a rapper. It was an actor. And so he is enormous.
He's 6'4", right?
Jacoby Brissett. But he's like thick and big. I thought Andrew Luck was a big kid. He's bigger than Andrew Luck.
I don't know if I like Andrew Luck going to the facility. I'll be honest with you here.
6'4".
I don't care about the gratuitous photo.
6'4".
What's he doing at the facility?
240, Jacoby Brissett.
Why is Andrew Luck at the facility? He's retired.
Because he's part of that organization.
No, he's not. He's retired.
He's an ambassador. I'm telling you.
Don't do it in the building. Go be an ambassador in the community.
No, the guys want it. The guys are they appreciate him.
You think Jacoby Brissett wants that?
Yeah, of course. He's probably a resource for him.
See what happens when they lose two games in a row. No, he still wants Andrew Luck hanging around.
He's been doing it.
I think I would want that.
He's been doing it all year. We just haven't heard about it. It just happened to be a picture that got circulated.
I don't like that. That's a weird.
No, I don't think so.
It's a weird dynamic.
I don't think so. A guy retires,
a quarterback, no less.
I don't.
The most high-profile position in all the sport, he's there every day
at the
facility?
It's unique. His circumstances are very unique.
I understand that.
I actually don't mind it. I think it helps some of those guys. Like T.Y. Hilton talked about it a little bit.
All right.
Because he was friends.
I mean, it matters what they say, not what I say.
They're in the connection building. I don't know how close they were as friends.
They were very close.
He was a connection for them. And so he's like, look, I know he loves football. He just didn't love playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And so having him around is an asset for this Indianapolis Colts team. At least that's what they're saying.
The world. Now he's going. He's coming back.
He's coming back. I don't think.
He's definitely going to unretire.
I don't think he's coming back.
Not this year.
Samter posted the picture, so you go look at it. You see how big he is, Jacoby Brissett.
My
point is, like, people are sleeping on Jacoby Brissett, to your point, that he's, you know, just this temporary piece. He's finally, like, being committed to as the guy.
Damn, it was like Charles Oakley.
Right? See how big he is?
He's big. He is big.
So,
he's big.
Like, he's starting to play really good. They have a remade offensive line, as we've talked about over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Marlon Mack is, like, the man who we had on to do our Tiki Tierney training camp two-a-days. Marlon Mack was our first guest, I think, this year was Marlon Mack. He's starting to ball.
Like, he started a ball last year. He was starting to really pop big time.
Because Frank Gore left, so he had to step into that role.
He's getting a lot of targets last year.
To your point about Indy, Indy's is a good team. We counted it like not fully. We questioned where they would go.
Let's tell you what we did
after
the interior prediction sheets. That's exactly what we thought.
We questioned where they would go after Andrew Luck retired.
Yep.
I think they're in pretty good hands. Their defense is starting to come back around. I know you had defensive player of the year. Who hasn't quite lived up to
Darius Leonard.
Darius Leonard.
He's had the concussions. He hasn't played the last couple of years.
He's been injured and hurt.
But stud.
Their defense is playing pretty well.
Yeah.
And Jacoby Brissett is winning games. Sometimes it's ugly and not pretty, but he's winning games.
Now, you were right, by the way. We didn't give him a whole lot of shot here. I had them third in the South in front of the Jaguars. You had him in the basement.
Yeah. I mean, they lose Andrew Luck. How can you do anything but predict they're going to be in the basement? Just from the shock.
I think it depended what you thought of Jacoby Brissett.
But that's the thing. We didn't. Nobody thought.
But we didn't. It's
we don't dismiss
even,
him. But
no,
you
we didn't. We didn't.
You
dismiss
don't. You
him.
Just don't know because he started. He had those spot starts when Andrew when
with Brady with the Pats
with his Pats. Well, like I think one.
No, I think he played two, and then because Garoppolo got hurt.
That's right.
And then Brissett came in, and he played. I think he played two.
Maybe. But then he went
Brady
to
Indy. Got suspended
and then
for
he
four.
Got traded to Indy,
yep.
And he played a couple, but he was bad in the new offense. He didn't figure out.
Nothing around him.
Then he didn't play at all because Andrew Luck comes back and has the comeback player of the year. It's like, who the hell is Jacoby Brissett?
Plus, you didn't see him every Saturday in college.
No.
So, if you just tuned in, we were talking about the Colts, and I asked Tiki, I said, you know, this stage of the season, do you feel that you have a good sense of what the NFL hierarchy will ultimately become?
The answer is in the AFC, I think I do. In the NFC, I have no idea.
Let me just add to
no
that
idea.
Quickly.
Who's the best team in the NFC?
The best team, I think it's going to be Philly. I like Philly. I like Philly. But in the AFC, yeah, I voted yes, but I'm still not fully sold on the Pats. I'm sorry.
You have to be, BT, because they're going to be 9-0.
I hear you.
They're going to be 9-0 before they get challenged.
I like the Browns a little bit better than the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And while so is Baker, I think Baker's better in terms of throwing. I think he'll figure it out throwing. Not sold on Lamar Jackson. Sorry. Kansas City? I can't take the Raiders seriously yet.
They're going to get healthy, Kansas City. Let's not forget. They're banged up. Like, Sammy Watkins isn't even playing. Tyreek Hill is out.
Much more clarity with the AFC. I totally agree. I personally really believe in the 49ers. I do believe in the Packers. I do believe in the Eagles. My ultimate conviction for Dallas has been not shattered, but bending in the wrong direction fast.
Shaken.
And I wouldn't want to play Seattle in January. Want to play him.
No.
Not with Russell Wilson going off script and...
Agreed.
I mean, all that stuff that could go down. So, all right, a little snippet of what's happening around the league. So we're getting to the point now where obviously every week matters, but a little additional clarity. Teams really starting to get lapped and certain teams trying to get a little separation. I'm trying to get a little more separation with our picks, but a little pesky Tiki had himself a good week, 4-2.
Hang around.
What do you think you are getting 4 right? Come on now, what are you doing? We'll make our picks up next. Our 6-pack of picks, make you some money as we battle the spread. That's next, Tiki and Tierney. All right, going to start doing our picks here in a second on Football Friday. Tiki and Tierney. Hey, Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. Many of you will see two of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the game air it out. Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs, and Tyreek Hill might play that game. They welcome Watson and the Texans into Arrowhead, followed by the Cowboys. Look at a snap of 2-game skid against the Jets. Sam Darnold's back. Let's see what my boy Sam has. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you set up. Football, obviously, it's starting to get a little serious. Week 6, the NFL Today, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. So here's the update. We do it right around this time every single Football Friday. Tiki had a good week. He went 4-2 last week. Nice job. Tiki is 11-18-1 on the season. That's 38%. Now, by the way, were you tempted to maybe touch a little Friday night special? Maybe delve into that a little
bit?
I
was tonight. Definitely I was. Especially with my squad being the underdog.
That's what I'm asking.
Plus two on the road.
Sounds like a money line opportunity if you ask me.
I just told myself I want to sit back with my peanut butter and jellies and light beer. Mm-hmm. That's all I can drink because I have to run a marathon in 2 days. and watch and enjoy my Cavs.
No extra burn. No extra
and not like get pissed off because they lose.
I got you. So Teague's coming off a good week, as I said. I went 4-2 as well. 18-12 on the season. 60%. On the year, obviously a healthy number. Want to be in that 60% category. You mix in the VIG. That's a good number. You're up there. You're making big-time money. So this will be 3 college, 3 pro. Could be side. Could be total. Let's hammer out some wins. You ready to go?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth.
Forget about Vegas and your buddy Joey. We got your winners right here. It's Tiki and Tierney's 6-pack of picks.
Little money talks. Here we go. So the sharp shades are firmly on. They've been on the last couple of weeks. We're rolling. How about this now? I'm going to look at the Army game against Western Kentucky. This one's at Western Kentucky, the old Hilltoppers. You've got to be smart when you play Army. Now, Army can win you money, and they have. They've won me money. But if you pick them in the wrong spot, you really curtail your chances to win. And here's the reason why. They don't play well from behind. They do not play well from behind. They're not built that way. They want to run it down your throat. The occasional pass just to keep you honest. If they've got to come back multiple scores, you're in trouble. Western Kentucky cannot stop the run. They're abysmal at stopping the run. So even though it's at Western Kentucky, I'm not worried about that. Those cadets, they're immune to visiting that reaction from the opposing fans. They don't care. If they're getting ready to go to war, represent our country, think they care about Western Kentucky Stadium? No chance. Army, they are actually, they're dogs here. Army plus 4.5. I'm taking the points, and I'm going money line. Army will win this game because Western Kentucky will not possess it very long. I like the Black Knights of the Hudson Valley. Up next, you know, I'm so tired of talking about Michigan. Like, Michigan, oh, Jim, when do they get there? Michigan. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk Illinois. But they're playing Michigan. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, all right, I know Illinois is not very good. I trust me, I know that. But they're getting 23 points. They're at home. And let's face it, I'm not saying it's the most fervent, you know, collegiate atmosphere at Illinois. But Michigan comes in. There's a little extra juice. The fans will be ready to roll. You're talking multiple touchdowns. I mean, what if Illinois gets lucky? They block a punt. They pick up a fumble. They score first. You're playing with 30 points out of the chute. I'll take my chances against an offense that is still stuck in the 1950s that can't get a first down if you spot them 8 yards. Watch, they'll score 70 this week. I'll look like an idiot. I'll take Illinois plus 23 points. Up next, Mississippi State. They are minus 6.5 favorites, obviously, at Tennessee. They're taking on the Vols, and Coach Pruitt's got his hands full. You know, talking to cops, trying to get his guys off the hook, trying to get his program in the right direction. Tough job out there these days. Now, the kid Moore, the freshman quarterback, his first pass last week, I happened to see this live, he threw an 80-yard bomb. His mom and dad were going bonkers. I'm like, all right, they got their quarterback. Well, that remains to be seen. He was a 3-star kid. They could recruit over him, perhaps. But Mississippi State, all right, much like Army, will run the heck out of the football. And you know what? Tennessee can't do a damn thing about it. And when Tennessee falls behind, when bad teams fall behind, you have a penchant to make mistakes. You rush, you get sloppy. I'll take Mississippi State comfortably and confidently laying the 6.5. Let's get to the NFL, shall we? How about the Redskins? Does anybody have the guts to, like, actually bet money on the Dolphins this week? I'm not going to do it. That's for damn sure. The Redskins minus 3.5 at Miami. You know what? What do we talk about this week with Callahan? You know, an increased focus in accountability and tenacity and toughness and respect for the game. That's not going to bear itself out over the rest of the season, but it very well might have a little short pop effect, and the Redskins should come out as motivated. Keenum's going to play quarterback, by the way, as they've been really, probably since opening day. I'm going to ride the Redskins. I don't love that half a point. Maybe shave it down. Maybe go from 3.5 to 3. You get rid of the hook and probably feel much better about that. But I'll take the Redskins. I'll lay the 3.5. We'll see what happens. Redskins should win that game. Eagles at the Vikings. You know, the over-under here is only 44. It's a relatively low number. I understand both teams, their defensive depth charts are phenomenal. I mean, but it's a fast turf in Minnesota. Weather's not going to be an issue. Don't have to worry about that. And you know what? I saw Thielen getting going a little bit here. Maybe Stephon Diggs is in the right frame of mind. Maybe Kirk Cousins isn't as bad as he's looked really the first part of the season. I don't know who's going to win this game, but I think there'll be some big gash plays. For whatever reason, it's a gut feel. I'm taking the over, and I'm doing it with the Eagles and the Vikes. Over is 44. I'm going to go over. And finally, the Saints at the Jaguars. Get out the stashes. Gardner Minshew. I'm not going to rock this. Does Teddy Bridgewater have a stash? If he does, a little thin one. I don't care about Gardner Minshew's stash. No, although I like the kid. But you know what? The Saints are showing me a lot late. They're winning all sorts of games. You want to play a little slugfest? You want to win 12-10 against Dallas on Sunday night? All right, we could do that. You want Teddy Bridgewater to start feeling himself like he did when he was drafted first round back in the day? All right, here's 4 touchdowns from Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not saying that they're going to roll the Jaguars because the Jaguars' defense is still something to respect. And Jalen Ramsey, if he plays, we'll see. I'll take the Saints, who are dogs here, plus 1.5 points. So here's the summation. Give me Army, the Black Knights of the Hudson Valley, plus 4.5 at Western Kentucky. Illinois, just hang around, guys. I don't care if you lose. Just lose by less than 23 or 22. Give me them, plus 23. Give me Mississippi State, minus 6.5 at Tennessee. Redskins, they'll get the win, and they'll do it by more than 3.5 points. They'll beat the Dolphins, the Eagles, and the Vikings. You see it up on the screen. Over under is 44. Give me the over. And finally, the Saints, plus 1.5 at the Jaguars. I think the Saints win outright. Good luck, T. Go get it, pal.
Appreciate you, brother. So I'll start in college. Maryland is going on the road to Purdue. Purdue is a hot mess right now. A lot of their offensive stars are hurt. Josh Jackson for the Maryland Terps is hurt, but Terrell Pigrom played really well last week. I think he continues that. Even though they're on the road, I think they have an advantage here. I'm going to take them minus 3.5 at Purdue. Miami not University of Miami. Miami of Ohio is visiting Western Michigan. The line is big here, 13, minus 13 at Western Michigan. But they've been great at home, 3-0 at home. Miami of Ohio has been bad on the road. I'm going to take Western Michigan here, minus 13 hosting the University of Miami. Or Miami University is actually how it is.
For a second.
Exactly. New Mexico State at Central Michigan. This one you guys have a feel at. Central Michigan has gotten beat up a couple times this year, but they played really well in other games. They've been on a little bit of a roller coaster. I think at home, taking on a squad that is winless on the season, I think they're going to take care of business. So give me Central Michigan minus 10 hosting New Mexico State. Over to the National Football League, the Texans and the Chiefs. This is going to be a barn burner. You can hold the Chiefs down for a little bit, but not forever. The over is 55. I think this one goes over, especially because I considered, as we talked about earlier, Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins is two of the best wide receivers in the game. There's going to be a lot of points scored in this one. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, too. 64 degrees.
Look at you
ideal.
Checking the weather.
Ideal. I had to check the weather to go over, right? So, give me the over 55. The Eagles visiting the Vikings. BT said he loves the Eagles. You know what? So do I. They're starting to run the ball a little bit. They're an underdog here against an inconsistent Vikings squad. But I think the Eagles will play good defense, and they'll run the ball, and they'll keep this one close, if not win it. I actually think they're going to win outright. So give me the Eagles plus 3. The Cowboys at the Meadowlands.
You mentioned this so good.
Cowboys are going to get right. They're going to get real right. And I think Zeke's going to go off on this Jets team. They're laying 7 on the road. And it's hard to win by a touchdown on the road. Mm-hmm. But I want to take them. Give me the Cowboys minus 7 at BT's Jets. Sam Donald's rusty. He hasn't played all season. He's going to throw like 2 picks.
The slot we've been trying out.
True, but give me the Cowboys. So here we go. Maryland minus 3.5 at Purdue. Western Michigan minus 13 hosting Miami of Ohio. Central Michigan minus 10 hosting New Mexico State. The Chiefs and the Texans are going to score a lot. Give me the over 55. The Eagles on the road. I think they win this one against the Vikings, so give me them plus 3. And the Cowboys laying 7 versus the Florham Park Jets. Give me the Cowboys minus 7.
Well, we're all four. We don't deserve a state name. We deserve a little tiny town name.
I live in Florham Park. The Jets are right there. It is what it is.
All right. I heard some wins. Teak and I both 4-2 last week. So be selective. Obviously, be smart. Do it within your means. Do it legally. Have a good time with it. But do your own research, obviously. You know, before we get Jay's update real fast, the Dallas Jets line started at 8.5,
yeah,
and the sharps pounded that down.
Of course.
And for those who don't really understand the concept, what a lot of the smart money, the people who really do it for a living, they will pound it in a certain direction to get it lower to make it more palatable for them to then jump in.
Right.
So they're saying when a line first comes out, 8.5, that which is a big number on the road. And Dallas isn't playing well. They're probably saying, I'm not laying big money on Dallas here at 8.5 points. Let me put money on the Jets. The line goes down to 7, and then when it stays at 7, then they bet the Dallas Cowboys rather than laying the 8.5. Oh, this is such a complicated business. All right, so I heard winners. Hopefully you did as well. Jay's update is right now. We'll come back, as we always do on a Football Friday. Every single game, a quick thought. Who's going to win? What to expect? That's next, right after Jay Berman's update right now. All right, we're going to zip through all these games and let you know what we're thinking on all the action coming up for Week 6 around the NFL. First up, though, we answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Terry, New Orleans wonders, if LSU, here we go with the ifs, if LSU rolls up Florida and Joe Burrow has a big game, can you see him being a better prospect than Tua and Herbert? And Herbert, I don't judge one statistical output in terms of like prioritizing a certain player over another in terms of the draft. I look at transferability of talents.
Yeah, I agreed.
So I wouldn't really look at the stat sheet necessarily.
I think if he has a big game this week and then continues to have big games for the rest of the year, he'll definitely put himself in this conversation, BT, because he's a solid quarterback. He plays. He's smart. You can tell by how fast they play and his execution. And this Florida LSU game is enormous. It's for supremacy in the West, or at least it's a supremacy in the SEC, at least as far as teams that can potentially compete with Alabama, either in the West or overall. So huge game this weekend for Joe Burrow, but also for Florida as well, who I think surprised a lot of people last week in beating Auburn.
Kind of a show-me game for them. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, where your car care needs, guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so Oh, by the way, that was, we made a mistake on the graphic. That was actually my bet. I sent the stuff to Samter this morning, and I unintentionally put Army plus 4.5. So when I sent it to Mike, who then sent it to TV, that's on me. That's not Mike's fault. That's not TV's fault. But the graphic that's out there on social media, the graphic that was up there on the tube says Army plus 4.5. It's Army minus 4.5. And yes, I'm still rolling with Army. I meant to send minus, but I'm sticking with Army. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance.
You said it right, though. Didn't you say
I thought I said it right. Well, whatever.
Visually was wrong. I think you did say it
right. Got a couple of tweets. You know, I want people to I want people to know what they're going to be winning. You know, nothing ambiguous about this here, Teague. All right, so we got the baseball game tonight. We've got both in the National League, both tomorrow. League Championship Series underway. Big college football weekend, as we've documented throughout the show. Week 6, let's buzz through all the games. Just a quick little, you know, cherry pick, a little nugget, let you know who we think is going to win. Another London game. This one's the 9th. I love when it starts early.
Yeah.
Because I'm on tops during the games.
It didn't start early.
No, last week was one. The Raiders and the Bears was one Eastern.
Yeah, it was a night game over there, and I guess that was good. It worked out. But.
And it's the same stadium. This one's in Tottenham. Mm-hmm. And it's the Panthers and the Bucks. Bucks are 2-3. Panthers 3-2. 9:30 Eastern kick, by the way.
50-50
game. Game to call.
It's a 50-50 game.
It is. Who do you think's going to win the game? I'm going to go with the Panthers. I like them. Better than, you know, top to bottom.
I'm going
to
say the Bucks. The Bucks have been one of the few teams that have slowed down Christian McCaffrey. I think he had 37 rushing yards the last time they played, the first time they played earlier this year. And the Bucks ultimately won that game. Neutral field, who knows how the travel is going to affect either one of these squads. But I'm going to say the Bucks. Okay. They've gotten really good at either getting off Chris Godwin or Mike Evans in either of the games, in all the games that they played. One of those guys is going to go crazy. And I think
they get their tight ends involved a little bit more.
O.J. Howard is invisible.
Yeah.
It's
he
unreal.
Caught a ball at the Rays game the other night.
That's right.
Somebody wrote, that's the first thing he's caught in weeks.
That's right. I'm going to go Bucks.
All right, so we differ on that, but yeah. I can see a little coin flip. That's a tough call. This one is really revealing. Seattle, who's playing well, mm-hmm. at the Browns, mm-hmm. who's coming off a stinker 3,000 miles away. 1 Eastern on Fox, Seattle, the Browns. Who are you going with?
God, see, the Browns are on this roller coaster, and it frustrates me to, like, even, like, think about them. Like, are they going to win this week? Are they going to play good this week? Are they play terrible? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the Seattle Seahawks are consistent as can be. So, I'm going to take Seattle.
I am, too. Yeah. You know, I was going to go with the Browns. In my heart, I know eventually they're going to pop and they're going to start to resemble the team that some people were a little bit whacked out on in terms of forecasting, but certainly something, an approximation mm-hmm. of that. But until I see them play like buttoned up, diligent, disciplined football, I can't roll with them. With you. I'm going to take Seattle. Arrowhead, Texans, and the Chiefs. And this is one of your picks, right?
Game of the weekend, man. This one's going to
be awesome. CBS game 1 Eastern.
Yep, good game. It's going to be perfect conditions, as we talked about in my six-pack of picks. Yep. But
63 and sunny, Arrowhead.
They may get Tyreek Hill back. And one of the issues, you know, why was Detroit able to slow down, Pat Mahomes? Because they don't have a guy to go over the top, right? Tyreek Hill is out, but so is Sammy Watkins. Mm-hmm. So they're like big play threats. They weren't playing other than Travis Kelce. So I think this game is going to be exciting. I think the home team, even though both of these teams are going to play well, I think the home team has the slight advantage. I think this is a barn burner, but I think the Kansas City Chiefs find a way to win it.
So you think it's a shootout?
I do.
Okay. All right. I like the Chiefs here, too. I could see the Texans. This is a four-quarter game. When you say shootout, what, both teams over 30?
Yeah.
Like you're talking that high?
Yeah.
I don't know if I see it quite like that, but I think the Chiefs will find a way to win. Redskins at the Dolphins. You know, I picked the Redskins in my six-pack, lane 3.5. You're going to go with the Redskins or the Dolphins?
Yeah,
I'll
go
the
with
game.
The Redskins. Case is a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's fine.
Right?
I agree.
And given, you know, everything else being equal, mm-hmm. which kind of feels that way with these teams, Dolphins because they don't have the talent, the Redskins because, I don't know, they're in a depressive state. They don't have a head coach right now. I'll go Case Keenum, better quarterback.
All right. Hard Rock Stadium, 85 and sunny, so weather's not going to be an issue. Sometimes you get the muddy track mm-hmm. down there in Miami. It's going to be dry and fast. Eagles at the Vikings. I like the over in this game.
Yep.
But aside from that, this is just in terms of, you know, looking at the game itself. You're with me. You think the Eagles are coming.
I do.
And you actually picked the Eagles to win this game.
I do. Cover, and they're going to win the game.
I agree. Yeah. The Eagles, to me, are...
Carson Wentz is a really good quarterback.
I know,
he's not getting the pub, the press, the hype that he has in a couple previous seasons, but he's still playing really good football. Their philosophy is to run the ball. They have two good runners, Miles Sanders, and even if you have to go back, you know, down the depth chart, even though he's not really down the depth chart, to Darren Sproles. They have good players on this squad.
Oh, there's always a play where Sproles just breaks
exactly.
your back on
and
third
Alshon
down.
Alshon Jeffries is getting healthier, so I like the Eagles here.
Two tight ends.
Yep.
One might be the best in the game. Well, Kelsey's the best, but Ertz is up there, and, mm-hmm. and Goddard could play.
Yep.
All right, Saints at the Jaguars. I've got the Saints winning. This is a good matchup. Saints are 4-1. It's on CBS. Jacksonville, TIAA Bank Field is going to be sunny and dry, 85.
Yep. Yeah.
You think the Saints win?
I do think they win, but, you know, this is a tricky one because like, we talk about these young quarterbacks, Kyle Allen in Carolina. Like, he's made a lot of mistakes. Like, they've won three games in a row because Christian McCaffrey has been ridiculous. 860 yards from scrimmage already this season, which is third all-time in NFL history to start the year. Gardner Minshew is different. Gardner Minshew is playing good football. He's not making mistakes. I don't think he has a turnover yet.
Nine
touchdowns. I don't think he has any interceptions yet. So he's trying to prove that he's the guy. I think this game is closer than people imagine, but I do think the Saints win, even though it's on the road.
All right, we're on the same page there. Ravens trying to get right at home. Well, I keep saying get right. They did be. I feel like they lost that Steelers
That's right.
game. It's the whole game.
They played terrible. I mean, they played to lose it, and then they did just enough
call.
At the end. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The field goal, Tucker just went in. It looked like it was going to miss. It went in, left side. I mean, do they squash the Bengals or, are we sold on the Ravens? I'm not sold on the Ravens. I'm not sold on Lamar Jackson.
I'm not sold on their consistency. You know, we know Lamar's got talent. We know he's a superior athlete. We also know that the Cincinnati Bengals can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Even if Andy Dalton plays well, they still find ways to lose. So I'm going
Ravens. Mark Ingram, just about 400 yards on the ground. Mm-hmm. Couple of six touchdowns already, too.
Great in the red zone.
Nice pickup.
Great in the red zone.
49ers at the Rams, 4:05 Eastern. Boy, the Rams need a little something. Gurley's quad is barking. The Niners defense is coming.
Let's not forget.
Which way are you going?
The 49ers are undefeated right now. But you look at who they played, it hasn't been the cream of the crop. I am going to go 49ers, though.
Me too.
Me too. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is getting to be as advertised. Defensively, they're playing well. More importantly, they have a kick-ass run game. So I like the 49ers here.
I do, too. I've got the 49ers. I didn't really think too hard about that either. Falcons at the Cardinals. Mm. Listen, Cardinals, even though
I could call the upset here.
You're going to call the upset?
Yeah.
Cardinals
No,
are...
it's a slight upset.
Yeah, they're 2.5-point dogs at home. So, I mean, technically it's an upset, sure. You like the Falcons to win?
No.
I'm sorry. You do like the Cardinals.
I do like
the
Cardinals.
I like the Falcons. I mean, I'd like to see the Cardinals win because I've just given up on the Falcons. It would be good for their growth and the profile of Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Falcons play an okay game and win. Tennessee at Denver. Tennessee needs it. I don't take the Broncos seriously, although they played very well last week against the Chargers. Titans need a win here.
Chargers are a mess, though.
No, Titans are the Broncos, my bad.
I know. But you said that Denver beat the Chargers last week. The Chargers are a mess.
They are. They're very injury prone. You know, James, we've talked about him, and you got Gordon back, and Rivers is looking old.
The
offensive line's not good.
They tried to feed Gordon. He wasn't ready for it. So we give Denver credit for winning a game, but I think Tennessee wins this one.
I think Denver's going to win this game. I think Denver's going to win this game.
It's on the road. It's a long way to go, but it's mile high.
Cowboys at the Jets. You already picked the Cowboys covering the big number.
Sorry, BT.
Here comes the upset, bro. Jets are getting their first win of the season here.
You crazy.
Jets are getting the first win of the season. Sammy Darnold's coming in, baby.
I'll shake your hand when it happens.
I'm looking forward to the handshake. I'll accept.
Dude hasn't done anything.
Stop.
He couldn't even, like, condition. He couldn't even get on the stationary bike.
Just watch your spleen, buddy, in all seriousness. Steelers at the Chargers. Well, Mason Rudolph's not even playing. You got to take the Chargers here, right?
You have to.
All right.
Third-string quarterback.
They're 7-point favorites, by the way.
Yeah.
The Chargers are. Have a great run, man.
Thank you.
So you're going to Chicago tomorrow. You're running a marathon.
Coming back Sunday night.
Oh, man.
And I'll be here
in
Monday.
Time for the Steelers and the Chargers.
That's right.
You feel confident about this
run? I do. I've gotten a bunch of long runs in, which I usually don't have time to do.
Yep.
I've committed myself to getting up at 4 in the morning and doing 18, 16, 20 mile runs. So
I still don't know how you do it.
Yeah. And I think I found a solution for my cramping issue.
Water?
It's all fueling. honey and water.
Honey?
Honey and water.
I don't like honey.
I don't either, but it's honey and water.
Who gave you that tip?
I don't know. I just I told you. I started drinking honey because of Kinky Boots when I was on Broadway.
Yeah.
And so I said, let me put it in water.
You gonna run with the kinky boots? You gonna wear those this weekend?
Oh, hell no.
Those are retired?
6-inch stilettos.
Are those retired?
Those are retired.
Have a great trip. Have a great run. Everybody enjoy the baseball tonight, the baseball tomorrow, the college football Saturday, the NFL Sunday. We'll catch you Monday. Peace. Gotta go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.